You're listening to All in a Day here on CBC Radio 1, 91.5 in Ottawa Gatineau. It's been about 3 years since St. George's and St. Albans Anglican churches broke away from the Diocese of Ottawa. The congregations voted to join the Anglican Network in Canada that includes 43 parishes that left over the direction that the National Church was taking. Major issue is the blessing of same-sex unions. Since then, it's been 3 years of lawsuits and negotiations over the question of who owns the church buildings and the assets, the diocese or the parish. Well, now, though, Ottawa is the first diocese in the country to reach an agreement with its breakaway churches. St. George's congregation will keep its building. St. Albans will have to move. And both churches will have to change their names. I'm joined now by Reverend George Sinclair, the rector of St. Albans Anglican Church, which is soon to be the Church of the Messiah, and Reverend Paul Donison, the associate minister for discipleship at St. Peter and St. Paul's Anglican Church, which was formerly St. George's. Both of you, hello there.
Hello.
Hi.
How long is it going to take to get used to the names?
I'm already sort of used to my name. That's Church of the Messiah.
Yeah. How do the new names get chosen, actually?
We approached it at St. Peter and St. Paul's, formerly St. George's, under a little bit of a time crunch, because as these things move along with mediated settlements and the rest, that you have dates fixed and suddenly you're signing something and say, wow, one of the results is we need to change our name. So in our case, we canvassed the congregation as best as possible, going to our membership and saying, can you send us some suggestions of what you prayerfully think we should be called? And then we gathered our parish council, which is essentially our board, prayed through it, and in our case, we were really blessed to see the fact that as we prayed about it in very small groups, the same few names emerged out of this big list, and we were able to get it nailed down to St. Peter and St. Paul's, which we're excited about. It's a neat name for us because a lot of churches don't have two names, but in our case, we recognize that Peter in the New Testament is the missionary to the Jews, and Paul is the missionary to the Gentiles. We thought that's a sort of a picture of being for all the nations, and so it tied into who we wanted to be and wanted to continue to be here in the city.
So aside from the name shifts, there's a lot of other change happening here. Pastor Paul, this is the first place in Canada where a settlement has been reached regarding buildings and assets. How did you actually reach the agreement?
Well, it's been a long process leading us up to this historic place. I'd like to say a lot of prayer, a lot of determination on the part of the two Anglican Network in Canada parishes involved in this particular lawsuit. In our case, the Diocese of Ottawa, our former diocese, after a long period of discussions through letters and the rest, finally agreed, it seemed, to go to mediated settlement, working with a mediator. And that was a major turning point, I think, ultimately, to bring us to the place where we were able to find a settlement rather than ending up in the courts.
What do you think of the process now that it's over, Father George?
I mean, I think the preferable process would have been if they'd been able to follow what's been done in some dioceses in the States, where given that it was very clear that both St. Albans and St. George's wanted to stay Anglican, they could have just said, just keep your property, let's just stay out of the courts, and we'll try to keep relations as good as possible in case there's ever any possibility of reconciliation. But if given that they personally sued us, it's a lot better to, and by that I mean it, they personally sued the rector and the key lay people in each of the two churches. It's a lot better to settle out of court than it is to go to court. I like lawyers a lot, but no need to spend $500,000 each in court.
So, what was that moment like for you of discovering that lawsuit was in place?
Well, I'd always get a bit nervous for about the first 24 hours. It's like a bit of getting a punch in the stomach a little bit to get served, and then as the different permutations were going on. But because we were doing this out of a matter of conscience, it's a lot easier to handle something if you believe you're following your conscience.
Pastor Paul, obviously, the punch in the stomach statement that was just made, is that something that you shared as well?
Well, I was blessed not to have had my name personally on the suit. Uh-huh. I'm an associate minister at the church, so I'm one of the clergy staff, but our rector, Dave Crawley, was named along with our senior lay people as well. And I know from chatting with them, there was certainly it was a hard period, and we're glad to see that we've come out of it. We're really rejoicing that we've come to this, although it's a difficult. I mean, it's not as if everything's happened exactly as we would have liked. I mean, a settlement is just that, a settlement. Mm-hmm. Everyone has to give a little. And perhaps a lot, actually, in some cases. But I know initially it was a bit of a shock.
What was the hardest thing to give in this situation?
Hardest thing to give was the sense that these churches, that in our case, 125 years here in the heart of the city, and I think 147, is that right, George?
146.
146. I was giving you one more year. these churches have been bastions of biblical Christianity to seek the world, to share with the world the good news of salvation, and to be people, therefore, that are following Scripture and doing what our Lord shown us to do. And I think what's the hardest part of it is that over all those years, assets were accumulated, people were giving these towards the Lord's service, towards that same vision, and yet over these divisions where we feel that we've stayed the same, we haven't shifted. We're continuing even with our new name, we're still saying St. Peter and St. Paul's 125 years, even though the name has shifted, because we've continued, but so much of those assets and the rest that have been built up by people faithfully buying into our vision have had to be given up for this settlement to happen. So that's been difficult. I mean, seeing that people who bought into our vision, not the revisionist or new vision that the Diocese of Ottawa bought into, that those givings essentially were taken away. But again, we're glad that settlements happened. As George said, it would have been better if we could have simply moved apart without this, but this is the second best option. It's much better than going to court.
Pastor George, St. Albans being the oldest, I think, Anglican church building in the city.
Correct.
How do you and the congregation then feel about giving it up?
Well, first of all, it was a unanimous vote when we had our vote as to whether or not we would accept the terms of the negotiated deal. So it was a unanimous vote. Obviously, it's hard emotionally for some people. There's some people who have a very close connection to the building. Because there's a difference between the congregation and the building, and congregations often have buildings, but buildings don't always have congregations. And so it was hard, but we knew that when we took our stand that it might mean losing the property and the assets. And, basically the congregation was fairly upbeat about it. We're viewing this as an opportunity. And
where do you go?
We're going to be moving to the Ottawa Little Theater for our Sunday morning worship services. Our different midweek things will have to be taking place in different places all over the city.
How's that going to work? At the Ottawa Little Theater, you'll be doing services on the stage?
Yeah. As of the 3rd of July, we've signed a 12... We have a lease with the Ottawa Little Theater, so our Sunday morning worship services will be at the Ottawa Little Theater. So we have a long-term commitment to urban ministry and to being in the neighborhood. That's our long-term commitment. So we were really pleased that we were able to work out something with the Ottawa Little Theater.
So, Father Paul, is in the end, what do you think the future holds for your parish?
Well, we have seen through this whole difficult period of separation and lawsuit and now settlement, instead of what some would figure in the middle of a bit of a battle, there'd be attrition, that we'd be losing people. In fact, we've seen growth. We've seen new life. I actually have come on as a staff member partway into the separation. I've been here through the whole lawsuit process. But we've seen new positions grow up. We've seen new ministries launched. We've seen new people and new families coming in. The future is that we see where ourselves, thankfully, continue at 152 Metcalf. We're in the location where God has planted us, and we're able to continue there and see the kind of growth and exciting ministries that we're about. Again, as Georgia shared, the same kind of vision of being in our neighborhood in an urban context, reaching out to the neighbors around us and trying to be good citizens where we are. So it's a bright future.
All right. I want to thank both of you for taking the time to come in today. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
It's Reverend George Sinclair, rector of St. Albans Anglican Church, or Church of the Messiah now, and Father Paul Donison, the associate minister for discipleship at St. Peter and St. Paul's Anglican Church, formerly St. George's. Any thoughts? All in a day at cbc.ca.